Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking from the first book of the Bible, that is the book of Genesis. And the title of this message is, In the Beginning, Elohim Created the Heavens and the Earth. I'm doing this particular show for my son, who is a theologian in his own right, and he is growing in his understanding of the Word and of God and the place of God in his life. So I wanted to do this show in honor of him because he asked a question about a creature that occurs in the book of Job. So I want to just briefly spend some time on what is called biblical protology, that is, that which happened in the beginning. So with that, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to speak with your people. We ask to be guided by your Spirit. We do thank you for this opportunity. In the name of Christ our Savior, amen. First of all, I want to say that in Genesis chapter 1, in the Word of God, the great theologian Moses does not argue for the existence of God. There's no language in the Old Testament that argues for the existence of God. These arguments depend upon human reason. They are subject to falsification. They are subject to the reasoning skills of man, and so therefore the Word of God does not begin at that point. God is prior to existence. Existence, or that which is there, is a derived being. God is before or prior to existence. And so Moses does not argue for the existence of God. And again, that may be found in Western theology and in certain theology texts, but not in the Word of God. When we get to the New Testament does not argue for the existence of God. In John chapter 1, John opens with, In the beginning was the Word. And literally, in a beginning that was not a beginning. The book of Genesis opens with this reading, in the beginning. Now, the word beginning in the Hebrew text is derived from the word rosh, which means the head, or at the head of creation, at the beginning of creation. And in Hebrew pictograms, rosh is you have the head of a man. And so it is that which occurred at the beginning. So in the beginning, the word in Hebrew is Elohim. Elohim is a plural noun. Elohim created. The I-am suffix shows plurality of being. So we have a singular subject, but plurality of being. So the Bible substantively speaks about the Holy Trinity of God, which we find throughout the Word of God. So the Bible begins with this very powerful name of God. El in the theology of Western Asia, from which this book emerges, El denoted a powerful deity. And so Moses took this term and used it in writing the Word of God. Now, we know that the book of Genesis has influences from both Egypt and Babylon. So Elohim, El denotes the powerful one, the powerful one. And in pictograms, it is denoted by the head of an ox or a bull. So in the beginning, God created. So the word here, created, the verb bara, is a verb that's only used of God. So in Western theology, we talk about ex nihilo. E-X, then H-I, excuse me, E-X, N-I-H-I-L-O, ex nihilo. And it means no thing or nothing or no substance. And it connotes an activity that only God can do. It is never used, the verb is never used with regard to man, bara. Now, the Hebrew alphabet had only consonants. And so you would see this in the word bara in the Hebrew text without the vowels A. So you would see something like B-R, bur. So bara helps us to pronounce the word as it should be pronounced. The Bible opens with activity. The Bible assumes the deity of God. Now, I don't know if you've heard that word before, aseity, A-S-I-E-T-Y. It means the self-existence of God. The Bible affirms divine personality. The Bible renounces atheism or atheism. The Bible renounces pantheism, that is, everything is God. The Bible denounces evolutionism, that what we see about us has evolved over eons of time. There is no substantive evidence for this to take place. Don't let people tell you that we found evidence in the fossil records or transitional life forms. No, they have never discovered anything like this. No one has ever discovered, for instance, in ichthyology, the study of fish, that has transitioned from what they call pseudopods to legs. That has never occurred. We talk about there are fish, some call them, there's one variety called the lungfish, but you never see these fish developing legs or developing lungs that resemble human lungs. There are no transitional life forms in the fossil record. It does not exist. The Bible renounces polytheism, that is, many gods. Biblical monotheism emerged from Western Asia. And so we have the primacy of Elohim. He is the only Lord and God. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. The Bible renounces the eternity of mass energy. For evolution, the evolutionists believe in the eternity of matter. How can he prove this? They cannot prove this scientifically, because that means the ability to repeat this experiment or in some manner to reproduce it. It can't do it. So what we have is evolutionism. It is a religion, okay, of man, built upon lies that have been imposed upon the fossil record. The fossil record does not support evolutionism. Now, I have several books on biochemistry, on geology, with regard to creation. And there are certain events that had to take place for certain other events to take place. And so these books require a lot of work, a lot of thinking, a lot of prayer. And when you work your way through these books, you see, and you will have a working understanding of the how false this stuff is that people have been brainwashed into believing. So the Bible opens with the connective. The Bible works with the preposition, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Shamayim, so the heaven, not heaven singular, but the heaven. And the New Testament speaks of the same way. The New Testament talks about the heaven. And verse 2, now the earth was formless and empty. And darkness, very powerful word. This is a darkness that could be felt. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. The Hebrew emphasizes the roaring deep, the surface over the roaring deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. That is, in Hebrew, the word is Tiham. So this was a very powerful picture of emptiness, of void, of cold, of darkness, an impenetrable darkness. God moves into this darkness. And verse 2, we have, then God begins his creative activity. Well, actually begins, in verse 2, the Spirit of God was hovering or vibrating over the face of the roaring deep. Why would we have that? Well, to melt the ice. And God said, light be, not let there be light, but light be. So you have a very simple command. Light be, light what, is the idea in the Hebrew. So God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. So in Genesis chapter 1, we have the beginning of separation. God separates what? He begins by separating light from darkness. And the light here is the beginning of electromagnetism. Foundation of light as we know it, not the sun, but God has laid down electromagnetism. What do we get from electromagnetism? You and I, with a human eye, see 1/1,000,000th of the electromagnetic spectrum. So all the wavelengths of light that scientists have found were created in the beginning by God. And so God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Now, what you're going to have in Genesis 1 is synchronicity of word and act. That is, this when the word is spoken, then the act, or then creation. Creation begins, or creation happens. So God called the light day, or yom. Some people have said that this day represents eons of time, and the Bible does not indicate that. God does not need eons of time to create. So they want to bring what they call theistic evolutionism. The Bible does not support theistic evolutionism. The Bible supports the creative activity of the infinite personal God who may be known by man. In the book in Genesis, in Exodus 3, we see that God is spoken of in terms of verbs, in terms of activity. God, only God is eternal energy, and we can know him through his Son, Jesus Christ. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.